This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL. We have 55 degrees in Chapel Hill, almost as chilly this morning as it was yesterday. Another really nice day on the way. Partly sunny skies, at least, with a high today about 80 degrees. And then tomorrow, it's a little bit warmer, partly sunny with a high in the low 80s heading into the weekend. A woman died on Wednesday night after being hit by a car near the intersection of Fordham Boulevard and South Estes Drive. Chapel Hill police say Lisa Renee Baldwin, 41, of Chapel Hill, was walking when she was hit shortly before 8:30 p.m. Baldwin died at the scene of injuries related to the accident. WCHL will have more on this story as details become available. A source tells WCHL that Dillard's is leaving University Mall. We also understand University Mall is in negotiations with a non-retail store to replace it. Currently, Dillard's is the only department store in Chapel Hill providing a sizable source of sales tax. It's also one of the few places to buy clothing. Other stores include Roses and Julian's, among others. There was a proposal to relocate the Chapel Hill Public Library there until town staff recalculated and found it would have been more costly than they originally thought. A University Mall spokeswoman denied the claim, and General Manager Peter DeLeon has not returned our phone calls. Michael Talbert has been named interim Orange County Manager. He served as the Assistant County Manager since 2011. Talbert told WCHL News that he doesn't plan to apply for the permanent position.
Well, I'm excited about the opportunity. I think it's obviously an opportunity for me to keep going in the initiatives the board already has underway and move forward with their goals for the next 6 months and hopefully provide some stability as they search for a new manager.
Barry Jacobs, chair of the Orange County Commissioners, said Talbert's experience made him the right person for the position.
We had several really good candidates, and we were fortunate to have two outstanding internal candidates. We decided to ask Mr. Talbert to serve the citizens of Orange County as the interim manager from now until we hire a permanent manager.
The announcement was made at Tuesday night's board meeting. Frank Clifton, who's been county manager since 2009, said back in June that he would step down effective September 29th. The Board of Commissioners will begin meeting with the consulting firms next month to assist in the county manager search process.
We have the benefit by having someone we already know and trust to be able to take our time and make sure that we get the right person for the permanent position.
Jacob said there were three candidates for the interim position, one of whom was from outside Orange County. He said the other internal candidate had strong qualifications and he'll be able to apply for the permanent position. Jacob said Talbert assumed the leadership role for the county and several assignments, including a seat in the Rogers Road Task Force and as a staff liaison to help in improving infrastructure upgrades in the Emergency Services Department.
He's a deliberate, unassuming, intelligent, knowledgeable person for whom we have assigned some of the most difficult tasks.
Talbert joined the county's administrative team back in 2010 with experience in financial services and management, and also served as the finance director of Catawba County and county manager of Polk County, both here in North Carolina. WCHL News Time, 6:10. More news coming up in just a moment.
Want to experience a bit of the Italian lifestyle right here in Chapel Hill? Join Vietri, importer of the finest handcrafted Italian ceramics, and the Siena Hotel tomorrow for an event that celebrates Italy. Susan Gravely, Vietri founder, will be signing your purchases at a special first-ever Vietri pop-up shop in the lobby of the Siena Hotel tomorrow from 3 to 5 p.m. Come to browse Vietri's latest fall and holiday collections. We hope to see you there. Ciao!
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
You may already know that AT&T is the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And now, independent third-party research has confirmed that AT&T is also the most reliable 4G LTE network. But what does that mean for you? Whether you're connecting with family and friends, getting the job done at work, or simply looking for entertainment, you want a wireless network you can count on. That's why AT&T built the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And we're not the only ones saying it. PC Magazine recently ranked AT&T's LTE network as the fastest overall, and PC World stated that AT&T's LTE service is the fastest 2 years running. Not surprisingly, that same lightning-fast network is now the most reliable as well. AT&T, the nation's fastest and now most reliable 4G LTE network. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Speed claim based on national carrier's average 4G LTE download speeds. Reliability claim based on data transfer completion rates on nationwide 4G LTE networks. 4G LTE not available everywhere.
Ron Stuntz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
55 degrees, 612 at WCHL. New sidewalks and bike lanes could be coming to the town of Carrboro. The upgrades are meant to improve access to four transit stops across town. It's something that many neighbors have said would make the town safer. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
One of the reasons that we were so pleased to move to Carrboro is because it seemed like an urban environment in a small town, right? We can walk everywhere, bike to work and school, except it's not so easy to walk.
That's UNC professor Kurt Gray. He lives on South Greensboro Street and said that creating more sidewalks in the town has been a long-time desire for many of his neighbors. Four sites were given priority for the improvements at Tuesday's Board of Aldermen meeting. South Greensboro Street was at the top of that list, followed by Estes Drive, West Main Street, and Old Fayetteville Road. Board member Jacqueline Gist said that many Carrboro residents depend on walking, biking, and using the transit system as opposed to driving as their main mode of transportation.
I'd like us in making these decisions to think about having the best impact on folks for whom public transportation and their feet and wheels are the primary form of transportation that they can afford.
Mayor Mark Chilton said he supported the initiative, but said that he was concerned that installing sidewalks on the west side of South Greensboro Street might upset some neighbors.
One of the issues is that for some of the houses on the west side, the sidewalk, you know, would end up being very close to their front door when it is eventually built.
Jeff Brubaker, the town's transportation planner, said that funding for the improvements will come from the half-cent sales tax, which was approved by voters in November of last year. Revenues from the tax are allocated in accordance with the bus and rail investment plan in Orange County. It is an interlocal agreement between the town of Carrboro, Orange County, Triangle Transit, and the Durham-Chapel Hill-Carrboro Metropolitan Planning Organization. Revenues allocated through the bus and rail investment plan have already resulted in improvements for the Chapel Hill transit system, according to Brubaker. Town staff will present the list of four suggested sites for improved access to the Triangle Transit Board of Directors on September 25th. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
North Carolina State House Representative Valerie Fushi represents District 50 for a few more days until she's sworn in as the state senator for District 23. On Friday, Governor Pat McCrory signed the recommendation made by the Senate committee made up of two representatives from Orange County and one from Chatham County. With the signed order, Representative Fushi will take former Senator Ellie Kinnaird's seat in the Senate. With the state legislature not returning to the short session until May, the greatest thing this process sets in motion is the filling of Representative Fushi's seat in the House. Three people from Orange County, businessman Tommy McNeil, Chapel Hill Town Council member Lauren Easton, and Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Administrator Greg Meyer have already announced their intentions to seek the seat. Others have been rumored to want the position but have not formally announced. On Wednesday, Orange County Democratic Party Chair Matt Hughes announced he will not seek the House 50 seat, despite contemplating the option. With Meyer's intention to take Representative Fushi's place, this process will have to be much like the one that filled the Senate seat, as Meyer was one of the two members of the selection committee from Orange. There are also two members from Durham. Before the next representative is chosen, the committee has to be filled, especially since Orange County has a majority of the votes again. The next step in the process is for Representative Fushi to resign from the House. Then she can be sworn into the Senate. Her campaign manager, Evan Degnan, told the Durham Herald Sun that all of that should happen next week. WCHL News Time is 6:16. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. All kinds of good things going on at the Carolina Inn, especially at the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. One of just three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Not much happening in the way of traffic so far, but when it does, and it certainly will, Rachel Nash is in the newsroom this morning, substituting for Rand Northam. You'll be hearing from Rachel probably in about a half hour from now. In the meantime, if you spot something we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can become a WCHL Road Warrior. And remember, you can also tweet us at WCHL. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. 56 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 55 in Carborough. Not quite as cool as it was yesterday, just a few degrees warmer. Partly sunny, high today about 80. Tonight partly cloudy with a low in the middle 50s and a little bit on the breezy side overnight. Tomorrow partly sunny with a high in the low 80s. Heading into the weekend, Friday day partly cloudy with a low 60. But Saturday will be in the low 80s with a 50-50 chance of rain. Saturday night more of the same with a low around 75. Our big burn low around 62, and then a high on Sunday, about 75 degrees. 6:18 at WCHL. Coming up next, WCHL Championship Sports. On the way, right after this.
Immerse yourself in the arts in downtown Chapel Hill on Sunday, October 6th from noon until 6, when the Festival Arts Festival comes to life. Explore Chapel Hill's booming local art scene. Dance in the streets to live entertainment and celebrate downtown's local cuisine. This year, celebrate art on the move with the Ackland Arts Museum or graffiti art in the Interactive Mania Zone. And be sure to catch DSI Comedy on the Dance Evolution stage. Voted Chapel Hill's best annual event. Festival is sure to please. Want to know more? Go to townofchapelhill.org/festival.
This is it. It's football time. That means there's only one place to get every bit of Carolina and college football stats, commentary, photos, sideline news, and much, much more. It's Chapelboro's Huddle Up with the Heels section.
Shotgun snap to Renner and drops straight back. Plenty of time, goes to the end zone. Ebron catches it for six. What a play by the Tar Heel tight end.
And it's jam-packed with everything you'll need to know this season, plus extras you weren't even expecting. So don't get blindsided. Check out chapelboro.com/huddle-up all season long.
Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Fitz Lumber and Hardware in Carborough. I'm Rod Stutz. The UNC women's soccer team dropped its second straight match last night against league rival Florida State by an all-too-familiar 1-0 margin. The Seminoles have beaten the Tar Heels the last three times they've played by that same score. Although the Tar Heels outshot the Seminoles 17-10 and had an edge in corner kicks 8-2, another loss befell the reeling UNC team that seemed to have everything clicking in high gear just a week ago as a top-ranked team of the country. The deciding goal came late in the game after the Tar Heels were called for a handball near midfield. On the restart, Florida State pounced on the UNC mistake as Jamia Fields scored for the Seminoles from 18 yards out on the right side, just 7:37 left before the end of regulation. It's a puzzling time for the Carolina team as they've outshot Notre Dame and Florida State 35-15 in the last two games, but dropped back-to-back 1-0 decisions. Tar Heels will look to solve their offensive woes on Sunday against Miami. That game is at 1 o'clock. You can read the story and follow all the latest on UNC women's soccer on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. The anticipated ACC football opener for the UNC kicks off at noon on Saturday down in Atlanta. And although the defensive questions for the Tar Heels are mounting, the offense will shoulder much of the burden as well. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more.
We are just 2 days out from the Tar Heels taking on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets in Atlanta. The pressing question in most observers' minds is how the UNC defense will handle the rare triple option attack. And UNC offensive coordinator Blake Anderson says he can't help but admire the fundamentally sound scheme that Yellow Jacket head coach Paul Johnson employs to confuse teams with superior athletes.
I mean, I have a tremendous amount of respect for what they've been able to do and the points they've scored and the games they've won. Honestly, even in situations sometimes when they've been outmatched physically, schematically, they play better than the people they play.
Anderson says his offense will feel a lot of pressure to keep the chains moving in Atlanta on Saturday, especially since the Jackets are famous for grinding out long, time-consuming drives that have opposing teams scratching their heads wondering where the game went to in the fourth quarter.
You feel like if you're not finishing drives, you're not sustaining drives and moving the ball, that regardless of the offense you play, that that you're not giving yourself a chance to win. But you do take notice that they're going to run the clock, they're going to run the ball, and it's going to be a very short game. If you're not careful, you'll look up and you will not have had enough drives and enough opportunities. So it's definitely in the back of your mind when you're calling play.
The running game for the Tar Heels has left more to be desired thus far this season. Anderson says he hopes that one back will eventually emerge as the dominant rusher, but for now, he says it will be a committee effort.
I would love for him to, and if one of them does, that'd be great. If not, we'll continue to play by committee. But we're always looking for a guy to emerge, and there's really any of the three would be great. If it happens, we'll all be fired up. But if not, we'll just continue to do what we're doing and be really balanced and move the ball the way we got to.
Senior offensive tackle James Hurst says he admits that the offensive line is not quite where they need to be at this stage of 2013, but he says a lot of that has to do with the extreme youth of the unit.
We're not there. I mean, it's tough to say, you know, the total potential that you have. Caleb Peterson and John Heck and, you know, even Landon Turner, they're really young. So you don't really know what kind of potential you have until you get those guys confident and those guys playing well and, you know, make sure everyone's getting their assignments. But, you know, once we get that, hopefully this week, then we'll be able to see, you know, where can we go from here and, you know, what kind of ceiling we have.
Hurst says the conference opener will go a long way to deciding who will play for the ACC championship come December. In effect, Hurst says this game is a must-win.
It's a conference game. You know, our goal is to win the Coastal Division. They're in the Coastal Division. So, you know, no matter who you play in the Coastal Division or where you play them, you want to win. And, you know, you really want to keep your fate in your own hands as far as, you know, tiebreakers and all that stuff. So if you win them all, you don't have to worry about that. So this is our first one, and we got a winner.
You can read the story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thanks, Matt. This quick reminder that WCHL's coverage will start bright and early on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. It's a 12 noon kickoff down in Atlanta. Yes, Tar Heels have another one of those really early games, but our coverage starts at 9 a.m. with Countdown to Kickoff, presented by UNC Healthcare, followed by The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee, then complete coverage from Atlanta with the Tar Heel Sports Network, and even after the network signed off, we have WCHL postgame coverage with On the Heels right here on WCHL. Full day of Carolina football. And football fans can join me along with Art Chansky, Aaron Keck, Rand Northam, Rachel Nash, and others here at WCHL while playing in the College Football Pick'em Contest on our website, chapelboro.com. Each week, you can choose a winner of 10 select college games. Weekly prizes will be given to the top contestants. Tar Heels, of course, are back in action with a huge game of the road against Georgia Tech. Last year, the score was 68-50. Most of us don't want to remember that. Can you pick the score this year? Visit chapelboro.com/huddleup. And you can play. It's going to be a whole lot of fun, and you need to be a part of it.
Your friends at Glass Half Full invite you to come enjoy the bountiful harvest of fall at our restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in downtown Carrboro. Can we tempt you with an earthy beet salad, our trio of mini burgers or lobster rolls? All accompanied, of course, with just the right cool white or savory red wine. We'll welcome you for lunch Monday through Friday and for dinner Monday through Saturday. Glass Half Full, the optimistic neighborhood restaurant and bar. Online at glasshalffullcarborough.com.
625 at WCHL.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit autoowners.com. And by Pure Silk Moisturizing Shave Cream for women, made with soothing aloe and fabulous moisturizers to make your legs look and feel like pure silk. This is Charles Osgood. A lot of observers thought that yesterday the Federal Reserve would start buying less than the $85 billion worth of bonds they've been buying every month to try to stimulate the economy and keep long-term interest rates low. But the Fed's Open Market Committee decided to spend the same $85 billion a month because the economy is better but not better enough, as Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke put it.
The committee decided to await more evidence that the recovery's progress will be sustained before adjusting the pace of asset purchases.
What that means after this. When it comes to insurance, you've got all sorts of options. Consider this. Mutual insurance companies like Auto Owners are owned entirely by their policyholders. This means that the company's goal is to protect and serve you. It means that they are working to make you happy. Best part, you can get Auto Owners insurance through an independent agency in your local community. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com. Auto Owners insurance. The no problem people. Choosing the right retirement community for yourself or your loved one depends so much on a special kind of trust. And the folks at Holiday Retirement have built an all-inclusive, carefree, and affordable lifestyle for its residents with just that kind of trust.
Holiday Retirement has over 300 independent living communities in the U.S. and Canada. Bring a friend and join us for lunch to experience firsthand the all-inclusive lifestyle Holiday can offer you. Visit us at holidayliving.com to learn more. That's holidayliving.com.
Our CBS News colleague, Alexis Christophorus, what's your read on the Fed's decision not to back off on so-called quantitative easing?
What this means is that we're going to continue to see easy money from the Fed, at least for the foreseeable future. We still don't know the timetable for the Fed's tapering. That's exactly what Wall Street wanted. It wanted the status quo, and it got it.
But a lot of people on the street thought that the Fed should, or would anyway, start pulling back on that sort of stimulus.
There was also the surprise factor which led to this nice rally. Many on the street were banking on the Fed, at least pulling back a tiny bit on its stimulus program. So the fact that it didn't move at all led to this nice big rally.
But what does this say about the Fed's own assessment?
The Fed is not convinced the economy can stand on its own 2 feet, and it's really sending a clear message that it believes the economy continues to need support. And the Fed even said it needs to see more signs of lasting improvement in the economy before it starts to scale back its stimulus program.
Alexis Christophorus, thank you. The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com.
Mark Vitale's All About Insurance Agency has taken care of families and businesses in Chapel Hill since 1993. All About Insurance carries every line of insurance you and your family would need. Auto, home, renters, commercial insurance for businesses large and small, life insurance and 401k plans, plus health care insurance. In fact, All About Insurance carries the absolute lowest rates for new young drivers. So call AAI today at 919-933-4000 or go online at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Dreaming of an easier and faster way to get your vehicle serviced? Wake up, because Crown Honda South Point has the answer. Dream Service. Simply drop your car off between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and your vehicle will be ready bright and early at 7 a.m. the next morning.
7 a.m.
Guaranteed, or it's free.
Free.
Plus, Crown Honda South Point is the only Honda dealer in North Carolina open until 11 p.m.
11 p.m.
Rest easy with Dream Service at Crown Honda South Point.
Dream
South Point Auto Park Boulevard and SouthPointHonda.com.
Today's your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Scout & Molly's Boutique. It's half off. $50 of contemporary designer fashion available until midnight for $25. At Scout & Molly's, they believe that shopping for designer clothes should be as fun as wearing them. A visit to Scout & Molly's is like shopping for clothes in your best friend's closet. And you can buy an extra voucher as a gift, one for you and one for a friend. It's half off from Scout & Molly's. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Eat, drink, and give at the tasting event of the season. The Ronald McDonald House of Chapel Hill invites you to the 23rd annual A Tasteful Affair, a delicious event featuring over two dozen area restaurants, wineries, and breweries offering scrumptious delights. You name it, you can taste it at A Tasteful Affair. Sunday, October 13th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Blue Zone at Keenan Stadium. Get your tickets today at rmh-chapelhill.org. Thank you, WCHL, for supporting the house for 23 years.
Our name is WCHL. Our dialed position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere world with instantly live streaming. You can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL,
here, here.
Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
You got that right. 6:30 at WCHL, bottom of the hour. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, which can host private parties on a patio with special indoor-outdoor capabilities. Guests can lounge and enjoy their favorite dishes crafted to order by the excellent Tobacco Road chef. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54 in Chapel Hill. It is 56 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, partly sunny, high today about 80. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the middle 50s, light and variable breeze. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with the highs in the low 80s. And the whole weekend, we're going to have a chance of rain, about a 50-50 chance of rain Saturday and on Sunday.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Reopening this morning in D.C., the Washington Navy Yard, where 12 people were shot dead on Monday, 8 others were wounded. WTOP's Nick Iannelli is on the scene.
All facilities are back open except for Building 197, the site of the shooting. The FBI is continuing its investigation inside that building. Also, agents are using the base gym as the staging area. But all parking lots, all surface lots and parking garages are open.
As for the probe into the shootings, a couple of messages were scratched into the stock of the Remington shotgun used by Aaron Alexis. Correspondent Bob Orr.
One of the messages scratched into the gun's metal reads, "Better off this way." The other is more cryptic, "My ELF weapon." Investigators don't know what the etchings mean. ELF might be a reference to extremely low-frequency radio waves used by the Navy to communicate with submarines.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
57 degrees, 632 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. A woman died last night after being hit by a car near the intersection of Fordham Boulevard and South Estes Drive. Chapel Hill police say that Lisa Renee Baldwin, 41, of Chapel Hill, was walking when she was hit shortly before 8:30 p.m. Baldwin died at the scene of injuries related to the accident. WCHL will have more on this story as details become more available. A source tells WCHL that Dillard's is leaving University Mall. We also understand the mall is in negotiations with a non-retail store to replace it. Currently, Dillard's is the only department store in Chapel Hill providing a sizable source of sales tax. It's also one of the few places to buy clothing. There was a proposal to relocate the Chapel Hill Public Library there until town staff recalculated and found it would have been more costly than they originally thought. A University Mall spokeswoman denied the claim. General Manager Peter DeLeon has not returned phone calls. Orange County Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass will not be running for re-election in 2014. And three candidates have announced their intention to run for the position. Charles Blackwood, Larry Fawcett, and Andy Cagle say they will run for the Orange County Sheriff position. Larry Fawcett is 56, a native of Orange County. He served with the Sheriff's Office for 30 years until he retired in 2009. His last rank was captain of investigation, and he oversaw the district school's resource officers. Fawcett says that he wants to keep the people of a developing Orange County safe and maintain the community feeling with which he grew up.
Well, I feel that I want to keep the tradition going as keeping people safe. I want to keep the tradition going as being assured that you are here for the people, and I want to give something back to the people. Not that I hadn't given anything already, but I want to keep giving that back to Orange County and being part of this community, and I want to keep that family feeling. And I think this is what Orange County is all about.
Andy Cagle is 46, born in Carter County, Tennessee. He's been living in Orange County since 1985. Cagle owns a local business and used to travel in a music circuit, where he says he was able to see different lifestyles and learn to see from a different angle. Bringing his new perspective, Cagle says he wants to be there for the people of Orange County and to reach out with a helping hand.
You know, I want to stand up to be there, like to make sure, you know, those people's rights are protected, make sure this county, like, to remain a safe place for the citizens and for the visitors, like, to come through this county.
Charles Blackwood is 53, another native of Orange County. He retired as Major of Operations for the Orange County Sheriff's Department after 32 years of service. Blackwood worked directly under current Sheriff Pendergrass and has experience coordinating the different operations of the Sheriff's Department. Blackwood spent most of his time working with the Civil Process Unit, where he gained most of his expertise. Blackwood says that as sheriff, he would challenge the current officers to work at their fullest potential.
I absolutely have some plans for change. The first thing I really want to key in on is that the agency is full of well-trained individuals who have yet to be challenged to their capabilities. And I want to change the culture of the agency from the inside, and I want to see the officers that are there working to their potential. I think they deserve it, and I know the county deserves it.
That is Charles Blackwood. All three potential candidates are Democrats. The filing period for state midterm elections is February 10th through 28th. Your chance to listen in on and possibly weigh in on plans for development to the area of town deemed Central West returns tonight. Tonight's meeting is scheduled to involve integrating feedback and refining the plan, with a completed draft plan scheduled to go to the planning board on October 1st. Some believe time is running out if the committee is to listen to what the public has to say. Last week, an estimated 200 people showed up for the public information meeting in which they were able to view the four proposed maps of the area. A separate group set up outside with a fifth map they said should be included in the consideration. Concerns for the first four maps include heavy traffic and an unsafe condition for the school zones due to the traffic. Central West co-chair Amy Ryan has reportedly agreed to put the alternate plan on the agenda for tonight. Tonight's meeting is scheduled for 6 until 9 p.m. on Millhouse Road. Members of the Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board will meet tonight to discuss how to improve aging school facilities. Many schools in the area are more than 40 years old. Others are at full capacity, requiring multiple mobile classrooms on site to accommodate all the students. And a study of 10 of the district's oldest schools show most need a full overhaul of the lighting, heating, and air conditioning systems. Board members will get a report on conditions throughout the district and discuss how to plan and fund repairs. The board will also hear a presentation of the state's new Read to Achieve program, which goes into effect this year. The school board meets tonight at 7 o'clock at the Lincoln Center on South Merritt Mill Road. North Carolina's motor fuels tax is about to fail, but the change amounts to a drop in the bucket, really. The tax for gasoline, diesel, and alternative fuels will decrease from 37.6 cents to 37.5 cents a gallon for the period from October 1st through December 31st. Barely noticeable. A statement from the North Carolina Department of Revenue said the tax rate is computed using a flat rate of 17.5 cents per gallon and a variable wholesale component, either 3.5 cents or 7% of the average wholesale price of motor fuel during the preceding 6 months, whichever is greater. North Carolina legislators passed a measure which went into effect in July and caps the motor fuel's tax rate at 37.5 cents per gallon, effective October 1st. News around town, Time Warner Cable customers with analog TVs will need to get an adapter to watch certain channels in just a few weeks. Starting Tuesday, October 8th, some Time Warner Cable channels will only be offered in digital format. Affected customers will need to purchase a digital adapter to view those channels. You can order a digital adapter online at www.twc.com/digital adapter. For more information on the digital transition, and again, that contact information, you can view this News Around Town story on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:38. Coming up next, Lawrence Sanders has today's commentary. He says all parents need to get involved. Unfortunately, some can't or won't. That'll be followed by Inside Carolina Football on WCHL.
Why do you buy what you buy, and how do you decide where to buy it? I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. The Internet has changed the shopping experience forever. By the time you walk in our door, you know what you want to do and how you want to do it. You're in control. We have no secrets. Anything you want to know, we'll tell you. From the moment of first contact, you'll experience how we're different. Wow! Why would you buy a Subaru anywhere else? Subaru start at $199 per month in September, such as the 2013 Subaru Legacy 2.5i. And we have financing as low as 0% for up to 48 months. We look forward to seeing you soon, and I personally guarantee you'll say wow.
Stock number D3318, DAD01, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year, $2,450 due at signing, excludes $650 lease cash, and excludes tax tag and 549 dock fee, zero security deposit, financing with approved credit. Take delivery before 9/30/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com. The wow is our promise. Best people, best service, best value, always. Performance Subaru is a Hendrick team member.
Chapel Hill is where economic development is Commerce Plus. And now you can keep up and join the conversation on Twitter by searching for hashtag Commerce Plus. You'll find your neighbors and town staff talking and sharing about economic development, trends, local news, and much more. Be inspired, be educated, be in the know. Follow us on Twitter at CHEconDEV or search hashtag Commerce Plus. To find out more, visit opentobusiness.biz.
Tailgate season is back, and Great Outdoor Provision Company is ready to kick it off right. Stop by to pick up one of our new Yeti coolers with UV-resistant technology and heavy insulation. And don't forget about Costa Del Mar sunglasses for game days and Patagonia better sweaters because cold weather is on the way. Great Outdoor Provision Company, located at Eastgate Shopping Center. Like us on Facebook and find out more about featured products at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
This is Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton. There's only one thing cooler than Carborough, and it's got to be Ron Stutz.
Well, thank you, Mark. What a nice thing to say this morning. 6:40 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lawrence Sanders. As a parent of two boys in the Orange County school system, I see firsthand what a difference our involvement makes in their performance. We make an effort to create partnerships between us, the teachers, and our kids. All parents need to step it up. Unfortunately, we are faced with the reality that not all parents are going to step it up. Sadly, there are some capable parents that choose not to step it up. There is no excuse for that, and they should be ashamed of themselves. So I'd like to say that all parents that can step it up should step it up. But there are also parents that cannot step it up. They are either incapable of doing so, or they simply don't know how to step it up. As a parent representative of the Orange County Schools Raising Achievement and Closing the Gap Committee, I am aware of the efforts that are made to reach out to some of these parents and provide them with the tools and information to help their children. And small gains are being made each year. But how do we handle the current situation? We have kids that are suffering academically and socially as a result of no or low parental involvement. They have no control over the situation and deserve a shot at leading a normal, productive life. Without our help, some of these kids will miss out on the opportunity to reach their full potential. So what can we do? Every parent that can should find at least one day each school year where he or she volunteers at least 1 hour of their time at their child's school. Not only will that inspire your child, but it benefits their classmates as well, and it is a big help to the teachers who these days have more students and less teacher's assistants. And all of us as residents of Orange County can volunteer and or support the programs in our community that are currently working to fill that void. There are several to choose from. Think of the impact that that will have on the lives of these kids and the communities for years to come. This is Lawrence Sanders.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Carolina plays here. UNC football's flagship station. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Saturday in Atlanta starts a key four-game stretch for the Tar Heels, in which they play their top three Coastal Division challengers, Georgia Tech, Virginia Tech, and Miami, in addition to in-state foe East Carolina. According to head coach Larry Fedora, every game from this point forward is a big measuring stick for the Tar Heels.
Every game at this point now becomes a measuring stick as to who we are, you know, and how do we measure up against our conference opponents, because that's what it's all about now, is how we're going to measure up. If we're going to win the Coastal Division, I mean, we got to be on the top end of that measuring stick.
We all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your Trusted Choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home or business sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance today before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Carolina quarterback Bryn Renner knows how important this weekend's matchup with Georgia Tech is if the Heels want to achieve their goal of winning the ACC's Coastal Division.
You know, the last couple of years, the road to the ACC final has always been through Georgia Tech. I think it'd be huge for us to get off to a good start in the ACC if we want to be a contender. So I think, once again, having that bye week and being able to prepare and watching their film this weekend against Duke has been huge for us.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Inside Carolina Football on WCHL. And, of course, Saturday's game coverage starts at 9 o'clock in the morning with Countdown to Kickoff presented by UNC Healthcare. And that will be followed by the Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee. All-day coverage on WCHL, including post-game coverage called On the Hills. Carolina and Georgia Tech will kick it off at 12 noon down in Atlanta. Coming up next, traffic and weather together.
Hello, I'm Charlie Quayle with Gutter Solutions. Since May, we have had twice the normal rainfall, and that is plenty of water to push many rain gutter systems beyond their limit. Whether your gutters are worn out, need repairs, or poorly designed from the start, Gutter Solutions can help. Find us online at chimneysplusgutters.com and protect your home from the ravages of out-of-control rainwater. That's ChimneysPlusGutters.com.
Hi, this is Susie Wicks, the head nurse at Carborough Family Medicine, where we provide outstanding medical care from newborns to geriatrics. If you're looking for a family doctor, I hope you'll consider Carborough Family Medicine. Our mission is to provide excellent health care and promote lifelong wellness for your entire family. I am proud that our staff is second to none in providing a friendly, caring hometown welcome to all of our patients. I invite you to find out why we put the emphasis on family in family medicine. Find out more at CarborougheFamilyMedicine.net.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think about it. Is there anything better than a lobster dinner? Fresh, tender, succulent lobster? For lobster lovers everywhere, the answer is obvious. No. Now imagine your delicious, fresh Maine lobster served with a side of perfectly whipped mashed potatoes and the world's best hush puppies. You deserve a lobster. And here's the good news. Your lobster dinner is waiting for you at Squid's tonight.
Squid's Restaurant and Oyster Bar. And don't forget, lobsters are on special every Monday night.
100 years from now, what story will your home tell? If you're looking for a sustainable and environmentally friendly option for your home, look no further than Best Tile. We bring you designs from all over the world, but we also have options that are made right here in the U.S. Tile is a naturally renewable resource and has little environmental impact, so you can be green and save some green. After all, tile lasts the lifetime of your home. So, let your home tell your story.
Best Tile, local store, global selection. Visit our showroom at the corner of 15501. And Garrett Road.
Time again for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by your friends at Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with that great chewy ice, only 79 cents, and guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Well, Rand Northam is not here this morning. However, Rachel Nash is here.
Good morning, Ron. I surprised you this morning, didn't I?
You really did. I walked in and I said, what's a special occasion? And then my first reaction was, gosh, is something wrong with Rand?
No,
did he wake up sick?
Just have to head out of town this morning for my sister's wedding, but Rand is okay. He's just getting the extra sleep this morning, so I know he's happy about that.
I know he appreciates that. Gosh, he needs all the sleep he can get. Well, what's happening with the traffic situation?
Well, no accidents to report at this time. Everything looking clear on I-40, NC-54, 15501, and the Durham Freeway. But if you do see anything throughout your morning commute or the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL road warrior and call me in the newsroom at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. But if you do so, don't tweet and drive.
Yeah, do it safely, please.
Do it safely.
And call Rachel.
And call me.
You'll enjoy talking to her anyway. Plus, she ain't got anything else to do back there.
No, I'm just chilling back there.
Just kidding about that, folks. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Talk to you in about a half hour.
Sounds great.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by the Carolina Inn. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes 4-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine, right there on the beautiful UNC campus. It is 57 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 56 in Carborough. Partly sunny today, high today about 80. Really nice day on the way. And again, we're getting started out really cool. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the middle 50s. And then tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny with a high in the low 80s. Unfortunately, there is a big chance of rain pretty much all weekend. 50-50 chance of rain on Saturday and Saturday night, and about a 40% chance of rain on Sunday as well. So that's the way it goes. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Author Roger Angel is 93 years old today. I don't know that he's any relation to Jones Angel. Don't think so. But he's 93. TV host James Lipton, the host of Inside the Actor Studio, is 87 years old today. When I think of this guy, I always think of that bit that Will Ferrell did on Saturday Night Live. It's really, really funny. Actress Rosemary Harris is 86. Former Defense Secretary Harold Brown turns 86 years old today. Retired Major League Baseball All-Star pitcher Bob Turley is 83. Singer-songwriter Paul Williams, 73. Singer Bill Medley, one of the Righteous Brothers. Unfortunately, Bobby Hatfield has passed away, but Bill Medley's still with us. He is 73 years old today. Sylvia Tyson, you might not know who that is unless I said that she is Sylvia of Ian and Sylvia. She is 73 years old today. Freda Payne, All I Have Is a Band of Gold, 71 years old today. Golfer Jane Blaylock is 68. Singer David Bromberg is 68 years old today. Former NFL running back Larry Brown is 66. Actor Jeremy Irons is 65. Actress and model Twiggy Lawson, 64. Television personality Joan London is 63 today. Actor Scott Colombi, 61. Musician producer Nile Rodgers is 61 years old today. College Football Hall of Famer and former NFL player Reggie Williams is 59. God, we got a lot of birthdays today. Country singer Trisha Yearwood is 49 years old today. Actress comedian Sherry O'Terry is 48. Also Saturday Night Live fame. News anchor Soledad O'Brien is 47. Celebrity chef Michael Simon, 44. Television talk show host Jimmy Fallon turns 39 today. Allison Sweeney, actress and television host, is 37 years old today. And we have some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Another musician, Tom Maxwell, has a birthday today. And our birthday winner, Pam Swingle. Pam Swingle lives in Durham, and all-around very nice person. Pam, you are our winner today. You will get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores at Metamot and Fordham Boulevard. Happy birthday, Pam Swingle, from all of us at WCHL. Time now for more trivia. Freddie Kiger's here. Hail, hail the Freddie Kiger's.
The Fredster's
here. I'm surprised you were able to drag yourself in here this morning after that big birthday celebration yesterday.
I'm a trooper.
You are.
I'm a trooper.
You're in a suit.
If I say I'm going to be here,
yeah,
I'll be here.
You always are. Even if
same for you.
Look somewhat the worse for wear.
Well, that would be my normal operating procedure.
You went out and celebrated.
Well, just, you know, kind of kept it close to the vest, but, you know, had some good friends around.
I'm sure Karen made a good birthday for you.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. You don't look any older than you did yesterday.
Well, so I certainly don't feel it, and in terms of maturation, as we have discussed, none of us between me and you, buddy, are even close.
Well, you know, growing old is mandatory, but growing up is optional.
Yeah, so much so.
That's what I always say.
Yeah.
So, Freddie's another year older, but it doesn't matter. What you got for us today?
Computer lingo and logos. Oh,
okay, nothing like that to make me feel old. Ask some questions about computers.
Do you remember when you got your first computer?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, I'm literally wasn't until around maybe 2000.
Oh, I got mine before that, but it wasn't too much before that.
Yeah, I kind of resisted.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know what? Now I'm used to writing on it and editing and all the stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's an incredible tool. I mean, you think about it.
It changed your life.
Your computer and that thin little thing you call your phone.
Yeah.
Essentially, you now carry around a Davis library.
Exactly. You do.
That is unbelievable.
You do. It's amazing.
Holy smoke.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Me, George Jetson.
You know, I mean, I don't know, what I'd do without this thing.
I know.
I'm holding up my phone, folks. I know it's radio. You can't see it. Yep. But, you know, it really does. It changes everything.
Well, it needs to be used wisely.
Yeah, we all communicate.
Like all those people who are texting and driving around with the stereo, with the steering wheel while they're trying to make a call, take a call.
That's just dumb.
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah, don't do that.
Not only for your sake, but for all the people around you. Please don't.
Exactly.
Computer lingo and logos. You ready?
Yeah.
On this day back in 1982, this very day, September the 19th, Carnegie Mellon computer scientist Scott Fallman suggested in an historic message board posting to his department that a colon, hyphen, and close parentheses be used to represent what?
Oh, I got it.
919-929-WCHL. We're into a little bit of love here.
All you got to do is visualize.
Million people of you use it all the time. Scott Fallman, Carnegie Mellon computer scientist, on this day, 1982, suggested in an historic message board posting to his department, a colon, a hyphen, and closed parentheses can be used to represent what?
That's an easy one. Just visualize it in your head.
Yeah!
Call right now. 919-929-WCHL. That's your number to call. You can swap trivia prize with one of our previous winners. And what do they win, Freddie?
You can get a $10 gift certificate from Cruisers where you are absolutely
good to go.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Ella Spencer is today's WCHL hometown hero. She's deputy clerk of court for Orange County. Here's Assistant District Attorney Jeff Neiman.
Everybody in the courthouse would say that the great thing about Ella is if you need help with something, she's going to help you with it. And she's not going to throw up her hands and say, that's not my job or anything like that. That's not the way she operates. She's the one who steps up and does it. The reason that I believe she's deserving of the hometown hero is that she does it in such a quiet, unassuming way. You know, the rest of the people in the courthouse, lawyers and judges and law enforcement officers, typically when they do things well, it almost by definition gets attention. The thing about her job is when she is doing her job well, which is all the time, it goes almost completely unnoticed. She day to day is helping move the justice system forward in a way that is just seamless and helpful at every turn. And she's just one of those people that an unsung hero of the courthouse.
And what kind of a person is Ella Spencer?
Very pleasant and very friendly and nice, but mainly what she does is she just does her job and doesn't really expect or ask for any kind of attention or fanfare for it. She just does her job really well every day.
Oh, it sounds like Ella Spencer makes everybody else's life a lot better and a lot easier without calling attention to herself. And in some ways, that's the definition of a WCHL hometown hero.
Absolutely, that's the case. And there are certain things like, you know, we will forget to get a certain type of paperwork done or not get something done exactly the way it's supposed to be done. And don't get me wrong, her job as clerk is to make sure it's done correctly. But when we need help with that kind of thing, she helps get it done in a way that minimizes the burden on the rest of us. She helps make sure that it gets done correctly, but in a way that helps move it forward as opposed to slowing things down.
And Ella Spencer is the absolute best at what she does.
Her hard work and helpfulness to attention ratio is higher than anybody else I know. Because the role is kind of a quiet role, it's the kind of thing that doesn't get attention very much, and she deserves it because she's doing so much quietly to help make the process work. I mean, I've worked in the courts for 8 years now, and there are a lot of people who do great things. She really just struck me as someone who just that pure, unassuming, does her job, helps the rest of us do our job better, and doesn't really ask for any kind of attention for it. And I'd like for her to get this kind of recognition. I think she deserves it.
Our thanks to the Assistant DA, Jeff Neiman, for the recommendation, and congratulations, Ella Spencer, Deputy Clerk of Court for Orange County. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Boy, a lot of phone calls coming in this morning. I was not able to answer all of them. I apologize for that, but thank you for participating.
If you put a colon, if you're on the computer, you...
Colon, hyphen, close parentheses.
Colon, hyphen, close parentheses, you get a smile.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, all kinds of...
You get a smile.
Things, you know, that people come up with, creative things.
You know, I tried this when I was thinking of this question on my computer.
Yeah.
And it doesn't do the sideways smiley face. Now it just gives you the happy face.
Oh, really?
So now it's a part of, you know, keyboards.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's cool.
Kind of like Mr. Bradley, who gave
really
us
cool.
Control, Alt, Delete.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, everybody uses that these days. And Jeff Neiman, believe it or not, this is really weird. Jeff Neiman's talking about our hometown hero today, and he called in with the answer. He was the first one to get it right. I had a couple of other callers who came in before him, and they had it wrong. So, anyway, congratulations, Jeff. Jeff gets the Swamp Trivia Prize and also gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. And Freddie will be back with another trivia question for you bright and early tomorrow morning. Likely to have something to do with football tomorrow, since it will be the day before we take on Georgia Tech down in Atlanta. So be sure and be listening for that right here on WCHL.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community.